ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरंश्च एव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उधीराये। नास्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती नाएस्तकी। रिस्पॉन्सिबली बिफोर रिसाइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अ वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट, let us first offer our respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed. And thus, loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. This morning we are reading from the 5th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5. It describes Lord Rishabhdev's teachings, text number 30. So we'll go straight into the word for word meaning and then the translation and purport. Tatra tatra, here and there, pura, cities, grama, villages, akar, mines, khela, agriculture places, vata, gardens, kharvata, villages in valleys, shibira, military encampments, braja, cow pens, ghosha, residential places of cowherd men, Sartha, resting places for pilgrimage, Giri, hills, Vana, forest, Ashram, in the residential places of hermits, Adishu, and so on, Anupatham, as he passed through, Avanicharya, by undesirable elements, wicked persons, Paribhuvamana, being surrounded, Mahishibi, by flies, Eva, like, Vanagopa, an elephant coming from the forest, Tarjana, by threats, Tadana, beating, Avamehana, passing urine on the body, Sivana, spitting on the body, Gravasakrit, stones and stool, Raja, dust, Pratiksha, throwing, Pativata, passing air over the body, Druptai, and by bad words, Tat, that, Avignanayan, without caring about, Eva, thus, Asat Samsthane, habitat not fit for gentlemen, Etasmin, in this, Deha Uplakshane, in the shape of the material body, Sat Apadeshe, called dear, Vibhaya Anubhaya Swarupena, by understanding the proper situation of the body and the soul, Samahima, in his personal glory, Avasthanena, by being situated, Asampropita Aham Mama, Abhimanatvat, from that accepting the misconception of I and mine, Avikandita Manaha, undisturbed in mind, Prithivim, all over the world, Ekacharaha, alone, Paribrahma, he wandered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Rishabhdev began to tour through cities, villages, mines, countrysides, valleys, gardens, military camps, cow pens, the homes of cowherd men, transient hotels, hills, forests, hermitages. Wherever he traveled, all bad elements surrounded him, just as flies surround the body of an element or of an elephant coming from a forest. He was always being threatened, beaten, urinated upon, and spat upon. Sometimes people threw stones, stool, and dust at him, and sometimes people passed foul air before him. Thus, people called him many bad names and gave him a great deal of trouble, but he did not care about this, for he understood that the body is simply meant for such an end. He was situated on the spiritual platform, and being in his spiritual glory, he did not care for all these material insults. In other words, he completely understood that matter and spirit are separate, and he had no bodily conception. Thus, without being angry at anyone, he walked through the whole world alone. Purport. Narottam Das Thakur says, Deha Smriti Nahi Yar, Samsara Bandhana Kahantar. When a person fully realizes that the material body and world are temporary, he is not concerned with pain and pleasures of the body. As Shri Krishna advises in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse number 14, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya Sita Ushna Sukha Dukkada Agma Paino Nityas Tamastitikshasva Bharata. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O scion of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. As far as Rishabhdev is concerned, it has already been explained, Idam Shariram Mama Durabhayam. He did not at all possess a material body, and therefore he was tolerant of all the trouble offered to him by the bad elements of society. Consequently, he could tolerate people's throwing stool and dust upon him and beating him. His body was transcendental and consequently did not at all suffer pain. He was always situated in his spiritual bliss. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hiddeshe Arjun Tishtati Brahmyan Sarva Bhutanam Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Since the Lord is situated in everyone's heart, he is in the heart of hogs and dogs also. If hogs and dogs in their material bodies live in filthy places, one should not think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Paramatma feature also lives in a filthy place. Although Lord Rishabhdev was maltreated by the bad elements of the world, he was not at all affected. Therefore, it is stated, Sva Mahima Anusthanena. He was situated in his own glory. He was never saddened due to being insulted in the many ways described above. Mukam karoti vachanam panghun langayate girim yat kripa tam ham vande shri guna guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam. This section of the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with the glorious activities of Maharaj Rishabhdev, who is a personal expansion of the Lord, a samsa expansion of the Lord. We recall from the previous chapter that Maharaj Nabhi in the Priyavarta dynasty desired to have a son who would be just like God, and for that purpose he arranged a very big sacrifice with the intention of getting a son who would be just like God. But of course there cannot be anyone who can be like God, who can be equal to God. So when the yajna was successful, the Lord himself decided to agreed to come as the son of Maharaj Nabhi and his wife Meru Devi. So he came as the son of Nabhi and Meru Devi, Maharaj Rishabhdev, and he was possessing many bodily features, and he was, as soon as he was born, he was very much popular amongst the people. And especially his parents, Maharaj Nabi and Meru Devi, took very great care of him, and they were very, very affectionate to him. This is due to the fact that when the Lord comes, then his so-called parents, they are covered by yoga maya, by which they think that he is our son. Similarly, when Krishna appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Mother Yashoda and Nanda, they thought Krishna is our son. They never thought of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Once when Uddhava was sent by Krishna to pacify all the residents of Brajdham, Uddhava approached Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya, and seeing the acute lamentation of Nanda Baba, the acute separation of Nanda Baba, Uddhava tried to preach, because he was a Jnana Mishra Bhakta. So he was preaching from the platform of Brahman realization. He was saying to Nanda Baba that, dear Nanda Baba, you need not lament so much for Krishna in separation, because he is the all-pervading Brahman. He is everywhere. He is Brahman. He is everywhere. So as such, you should just meditate upon this Brahman instead of thinking as your son. Nanda Baba replied that, Uddhava, I thought you were a very intelligent person. I thought that you were the disciple of Brihaspati, so your intelligence would be very advanced. But now I can see that you are just like a small boy. You are not able to understand. Your thinking is Brahman. Jai Shri Shri Go Nitai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Visakha Devi. Sita Ram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ki Jai. So you are saying that, Uddhava, I excuse you. I am not taking what you are saying so seriously, because you are just a small boy. So you are not actually able to understand that. How can you expect a small boy? He is so mischievous. He is always stealing butter. He is doing so many naughty pranks. And you think this is Brahman? There is something wrong with your mind. Your mind is, your intelligence is not developed enough. Anyway, I will excuse you, because you are not of developed intelligence. So then Uddhava approached to Yashoda Mata, and he said the same thing. Yashoda said, what is this you are talking about? This Krishna, he has sucked my breast, my own breast. He is my son. And what is this Brahman you are talking about? I don't accept that. You go away. So like that, they were covered by yoga maya. Similarly, when Jagannath Mishra was in Navdeep, so many people were complaining against Nimai. Oh, your Nimai is so naughty. He's sometimes asking the girls, you marry me, otherwise you'll get very old husbands. Sometimes he's pulling the brahmanas when they are doing their gayatri, he's pulling their legs. He's doing so many naughty pranks. So Jagannath Mishra, he thought, I will teach him a lesson. He came with a stick to chastise. On that same very night, the one brahmana came in a dream and said to Jagannath Mishra that, you're thinking of punishing your son, but don't you know that your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan? So Jagannath Mishra replied, my son may be Narayan or whoever, but he is my son. I know him as my son only. And if I do not correct him, then who will correct him? So like that, in the earlier part of this story, it is mentioned that in the same way, Maharaj Nabhi was thinking of Rishabdev as his own son. And later on, Maharaj Rishabdev
He exhibited so many uncommon powers, although he was not attached to those powers. For instance, when Indra, he became very envious to see the beautiful features of Maharaj Rishabhdev and his increasing popularity. So Indra stopped all rainfall, but Maharaj Rishabhdev, he did not care for that. By his own mystic power, he was able to produce profuse amount of rainfall. And in many other ways also, he exhibited that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not just an ordinary person. So then, just as a matter of social etiquette, he went through the varnashram system. He went to a gurukul, and after studying in the gurukul, he entered household life. He married one Jayanti. She was sent by Indra, and through her he got 100 sons, the eldest of whom was Maharaj Bharat, after whom this planet is named Bharatvarsha. So he is well known for the instructions that he has imparted to his sons. Whenever the Lord comes, he comes to instruct the people in general. He comes to protect his devotees, to annihilate the demons. He performs so many wonderful pastimes which are recalled by his devotees. And in this particular section of the Bhagavatam, we hear the instructions which the Lord Rishabhdev. Rishabh, by the way, means the best. He was the best of men. So he instructed his 100 sons, and by instructing his 100 sons, he actually instructed the populace at large. In fact, it is mentioned that his sons were already very exalted personalities. They really did not need to be instructed, but nevertheless, Rishabhdev instructed them, so this could act as general instructions for people. So in this fifth chapter of the fifth canto, we find very many important verses which we read time and again, again and again, in Srila Prabhupada's purports and other books, where Rishabhdev is instructing his sons, and Srila Prabhupada has quoted these instructions. He is teaching how we must be detached from the material situation. He gives the examples that happiness is available in any form of life, material happiness. Even the dogs and the hogs who are eating stool, they are getting their kind of happiness. But the human form of life is not meant for such insignificant enjoyment. Then he goes on to say that who is eligible to become a father or a spiritual master or a king. He explains very nicely that unless one is qualified, one can deliver one's dependence from birth and death, one should not accept these responsible positions of being a father or a spiritual master or a king. He says, Guru na sasyat, swajanana na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, devam na sasyan,
Nampitascasya na mochayarya samupaita mrityum. Unless one can deliver one from the cycle of birth and death, one should not become anyone's guru or father, mother, spiritual master, demigod. One must acquire these qualities. So he teaches the path of Bhagavat Dharma, the essence of which is devotional service. And elsewhere it is said that he is captured by devotional service. Bhaktar Gita Tvam. He can be only conquered by devotional service. So he has said in the Bhagavatam, later on we will also hear this, that Aham Bhakta Paridhimo, I am controlled by my devotees. Na hi asya asvatantrata iva dvija. He says to Durvasa Muni that Aham Bhakta Paradhimo, I am controlled by devotees. This is Aham Bhakta Paradhimo na hi asya asvatantra iva dvija. I am not independent. Krishna says, I am not independent. I am controlled by my devotees. And then he goes on to say that sadho grastha hrideyo, I am always situated in the heart of my devotees. And then he says that bhaktair bhaktagana priyatamaha, not only the devotees, but the devotees of the devotee are also very dear, priyatama. Bhaktar bhaktagana priyatamaha, that the devotees of my devotees are also very dear to me. And in that same context, he goes on to say that sadhu hridayam mahayam, I am seated in the hearts of my devotees. This is where you will find me. Sadhu hridayam mahayam, I am in the hearts of my devotees. Sadhu nam hridayastoham, and the sadhus, they are in my heart. I am in the heart of my devotees, and the devotees are in my heart. And then it says that mat anyatna janati na te bhyo managapi. Mat anyatna janati, they do not know anything except me. Mat anyatna janati, the devotees do not know anything beside me. Na te bhyo managapi, and I do not know anyone except my devotees. There is one very wonderful pastime in Chaitanya Leela. This is been recounted by Sri Lochan Das Thakur in his beautiful book Chaitanya Mangal. So in this book it is narrated, once Nimai, he was sitting in his house with Sachirani Mata, and many other devotees were there. And at that time Nimai requested his mother, Mata, I beg one thing from you. Mother said, yes, Nimai, ask anything. I am your mother. You are dearer than life to me. You can ask for anything. So he said, I just want one thing. You should not eat grains on Ekadashi. So mother said, okay, I agree. I will not eat. So immediately after saying that, Nimai said, I am going home. It's very surprising to everyone. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he just said, now I am going home. Sachirani and the others, Nimai, you are in the house, you are in your home. Again he repeated, no, I am going home. Actually no one could understand the purport of this, what he was trying to say. So actually only one devotee, his name was Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar was the secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could understand the meaning of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was saying, I am going home, what he meant was that he was going to go into the hearts of his devotees, where he always resides. Swarup Damodar could understand that. The Lord is always there in the hearts of his
devotee. So in Krishna consciousness, we should always try to be very serious. We are actually very fortunate. It is a great privilege to be engaged in this glorious movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By great, great fortune, we have come in touch with this Krishna consciousness movement. And even if there are some things lacking in our devotional service, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, they will fulfill whatever is lacking. The basic ingredient that is necessary for us is that we must be very sincere. If we are sincere, then there may be so many other things lacking in our devotional service. But Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are so kind that they will fulfill whatever is lacking. They will lead us to the highest platform of Krishna consciousness. Now, coming back to the verse, they were, as Rishabhdev, after instructing his sons, he, in due course of time, following the Varnashram system, he retired from all his householder activities, and then finally he just started living like an avadhut. He did not care for his body at all. This is mentioned because he knew that the difference between the matter and spirit. In any case, he was the personality of Godhead. So he started living as an avadhut. He was not shaving, he was not taking bath. And just as an avadhut, one who is not subjected to the rules of the Varnashram system, he was wandering from place to place. And actually, in due course of time, many persons, they started imitating this behavior of Maharaj Rishabhdev, not realizing that they were not detached, that they were not having any qualifications for this, but nevertheless they tried to imitate. In particular, there was one king. He is known as King Arihanta. King Arihanta, he was the king of Konka province and Venka and Katak province. So seeing the exalted pastimes of Rishabhdev, he just concocted Siddhanta or philosophy, which is actually a culture which is currently known as the Jain religion. The Jain religion. And in this, the Jains, they actually do not refer to any of the Vedic scriptures. They do not follow any Vedic principles, but they keep their bodies, their hair disheveled, they do not take baths on the pretext of doing so much austerities. In fact, these Jains, they do very extraordinary austerities, fasting for days and days at a time. And in their order of so-called sannyas, which is not actually Vedic sannyas, any person who wants to take sannyas has to go such painful tests. Like if a sannyas person, a person in their order, Jain order, has to take a sannyas, they have to pluck his hair one by one. These can just, and not only that, it's so painful that if during the plucking of that even one tear comes out of his eyes, then he's not considered fit to take sannyas. Such a severe austerity that they have to perform. So Prabhupada mentions in some of the purports later on that this is how this Jains and even the modern hippies, they have this origin in this Jain philosophy, not to wash, just stay, keep disheveled hair, keep long hair, hippie mentalities.
So we are fortunate actually that somehow we have come in the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. One time one press reporter was asking Srila Prabhupada that what happens if everyone in the world takes to Krishna consciousness. So this person could not understand. Actually, that would be very nice if someone does take to Krishna consciousness, then there will be no more problems in this world if everyone takes to Krishna consciousness. Although actually very few people, Krishna says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschin mam siddhaye kaschin api siddhaye. Very few people actually come. So Prabhupada replied that if everyone takes to Krishna consciousness, then there will be no more hippies. So we are fortunate Prabhupada has given us the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if we just follow this process, very soon we can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While this narration was going on, the Shukadeva Goswami, he noticed that Maharaj Parikshit was feeling a little bit despondent. So Shukadeva Goswami, of course, is a self-realized devotee. So he could perceive that Parikshit Maharaj is feeling somewhat despondent, somewhat sad, somewhat lacking. Is feeling himself to be unfortunate. So Shukadeva Goswami, he could understand that Maharaj Parikshit, he could understand why he was feeling like that. So he could understand that Maharaj Parikshit is feeling like that because Parikshit Maharaj was born in the Kuru dynasty and not in the Yadu dynasty. Yadu dynasty, Lord Krishna appeared. So Parikshit Maharaj was feeling that I am not so fortunate. If I had been born in the Yadu dynasty, then I would have had the association of Lord Krishna. But somehow, unfortunately, I am in the Kuru dynasty. So I am not so fortunate. I could not have the association of Lord Krishna. But then Sukadeva Maharaj, he dispels Parikshit Maharaj's doubts. He said, no, actually you are very fortunate. You are very fortunate, but because Krishna came, he stayed in your house, he played just like a friend with you, he stayed in your house, he ate together with you, and he did so many pastimes with you. So you are actually very fortunate. And Krishna spoke one very nice verse. Actually, this verse was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami, that mukti dadati na sa bhakti yogam. Krishna can give mukti very easily. Mukti dadati na samasta bhakti yoga. But very, very rarely he will agree to give devotional service. He will give mukti very easily. He can give mukti very easily. Mukti dadati na smacha bhakti yoga. But bhakti yoga or devotional service, he will not give so easily. Why? What is the reason for that? The reason is that by engaging in devotional service, one is, so to speak, vikridita. He sells himself. He sells himself to his devotee who engages in devotional service. The same thing Advaitacharya recalled from the Gautamiya Tantra, that Krishna sells himself to a person who offers tulsi leaves and Ganges water. Remembering that verse, he offered Ganges water and tulsi to his Shaligram. So mukti is very
insignificant. It can very easily be got by a devotee, but a devotee does not aspire for that. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Mama janmani janmani shure bhavata ada bhakti. Let me birth after birth be engaged in your devotional service. Devotee is not so anxious for liberation. Krishna always gives us so much more than we can ever give him. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sudama is praying that Krishna, even after giving so much to his devotee, he feels that actually I did not give my devotee anything. There is a very nice verse that it says, Kinchit karoti urva api swadatam. Whatever Krishna gives to his devotee, Krishna feels, oh, actually, kinchit. Kinchit means nothing, almost nothing. Oh, I did not give anything to my devotee. Even though he may even give himself to his devotee, but he says, feels, oh, actually, I did not give my devotee anything. And suhrit kritam falgu api cha bhuri karyam. Suhrit kritam falgu api cha bhuri. And his devotee may be doing something very insignificant, but Krishna is so kind that he thinks, oh, my devotee has done so much for me. This is Krishna's nature. Even though he may give so much to his devotee, but he feels actually I have not done anything for my devotee. And a devotee does something even very insignificant, but Krishna says that, oh, he has done so much. Excuse. So we are almost approaching 9 o'clock. If there is any comments, Maharaj, any comments or any questions? Anyone else? Thank you very much. Any questions?
Hare Krishna, I want to ask you 2-3 things. Firstly, don't you think just as Krishna thinks that I have not given anything to my devotees, so also devotee thinks that Krishna has given me everything?
We should always think like that. Actually, we should always think that everything he has given, not only think, it's a fact. Krishna has given us everything. It's a fact.
Yes. Secondly, these 100 sons of Lord Vrishabhadeva, were they knowing that their father was a god, or they were covered by yoga maya?
From the activities of Rishabhdev, it would appear that the sons knew. And not only that, but he has explicitly told them that I am the personality of Godhead. He has told them, I am the personality of Godhead. He has made it very clear to them. If you like, I can read it out. You can check it out. It's there. He has said it. He's explicitly said that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes. Yeah. The question of their sons going back to Godhead may not arise, correct? Because they themselves are associating with the God.
Nevertheless, because we are in he has taught Varnashram system. He has told all the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. So, they followed the proper system. They were qualified, but otherwise, what is the purpose of his instruction? The purpose of his instruction is that they were no doubt very qualified, but even being qualified, they still have to follow the system. That's why he has instructed them. He has gone into so much length. And finally, when he goes away as an avadut, then he has instructed them explicitly, you follow Bharat, because Bharat was the eldest and the most qualified. It says, if you follow Bharat, that will be serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, he has given these very explicit instructions. The process is there. One has to follow the process. Right? Yeah.
So I have only one comment. The only Bharat Maharaj, you know, that his father is the Supreme Personality of Godhead perfectly. Although Rusabhdev himself instructed that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that he instructed all his sons.
Yes.
Out of 100, 81 become the Karmakandis.
Yes. Yes.
And 9 they are become Digambars.
Yes.
Also nine sons, they knew Rusabhdev is the Supreme Personality of
yes.
Godhead.
Navyagendras.
Yes. But 81
yeah.
okay. sons, they did not know completely. So that he instructed that you should be follow to Bharat Maharaj.
Okay, that's true. But the verse says explicitly, when he is instructing his 100 sons, he is explicitly saying that he is the personality of Godhead. Now, they became later on Karma Kandis, and afterwards, that's a separate matter. But he has explicitly told them that I am the personality of Godhead, and I instruct you that you follow Bharat, because by serving Bharat, you will be serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's true. It's not a contradiction that the 81, they did become Karma Kandis, but that does not contradict the fact that he was the personality of Godhead, and he has instructed them as such that he is the personality of Godhead. So for whatever reasons, some of them have chosen the path of Karmakanda.
Even the 10 sons of Rusabhdev, those who are become the rulers, also they followed Bharat Maharaj.
Yes.
But it is not mentioned that they go back to Godhead.
Oh.
Anyway, we can say that 9 Jogendras,
Navajogendras, yes.
they went
yeah.
back to Godhead.
Yeah.
But if you'll say that 81 become saintly person,
yeah.
it is not certain, because those who are following the Karma Kanda,
oh.
so it is said that Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Sakale Visaya Bhanda, Amrita Vilaya Sikhaita, so it is not certain.
Oh. Okay. Any comments on that? Any other? Yeah.
हरे कृष्णा एम स्पीकिंग हिंदी जैसे बोला गया कि देह स्मृति नहीं जा रहा संसार बंधन कहाँ था अगर देह स्मृति नहीं रहेगा तो संसार बंधन में फंसेगा नहीं तो हम लोग जैसे भक्ति करते हैं भक्ति करने के बाद हम लोग तो संसार चक्र में हम तो माया के चक्र में फंस जाते तो हम संसार में यह रहते ये अवस्था में रहते हुए भी हम क्या करने से है कि हम शरीर से अलग है अनुभूति कैसे कर सकते हैं हम लोग हालांकि हम प्रवचन करते हैं लेक्चर देते हैं सुनते हैं लेकिन थोड़ा में हमारा हम शरीर के अंदर रहते हैं शरीर से अलग हूँ ये प्रैक्टिकल कैसे उपलब्धि कर सकते हैं
आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड द क्वेश्चन
दिस क्वेश्चन इज दैट वी प्रीच बिग फिलोसफी दैट बिग फिलोसफी दैट वी हैव टू बी सेपरेट फ्रॉम दिस बॉडी बट हाउ टू रीच दैट पॉइंट
That point is very difficult to reach. It's not easy. As Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has said in his commentary to the verse, Vyavasya Atmika Buddhi, aka Hakuru Nandana, in the second chapter this verse comes. He says that as long as we are in this material body, it's very difficult to separate the soul from the body. But we follow this process. We follow this process under the guidance of a spiritual master. This is Guru Shastra Sadhu. We follow the instructions, then we will understand. It's not just a one-day overnight process. It's a process which we have to follow, Guru Shastra Sadhu. And one day we will become realized. It takes long time. But we follow the process. Sadhana Bhakti. Start with the Sadhana Bhakti. Yeah.
हरे कृष्ण भाऊजी नाहम प्रकाश सर्वस्व जगोमाया समावृतम मूढ़ नाभिजानती लोकमा अजम अभ्यम इन दिस वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्ण से दैट आई एम नॉन टू द अननोन टू द अन इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन्स तो हियर यू मेंशन इन योर लेक्चर दैट कृष्णा एज हिज फादर फादर एंड मदर they covered by Jagomaya.
Yeah.
So how can I understand that they are big exalted devotees? How can I understand that they are unintelligent persons? Mudhayam Navijanati Lokomam Ajam Abhyam. When Vidura instructed that your son Krishna as the Param Brahma, yeah, Brahman state, he is all pervading. So, but Vasudev, he told that, no, he is my son.
Yes.
I have to correct him. So how yes. can I understand that they are unintelligent person?
They are unintelligent person.
Yeah. Unintelligent.
Who is unintelligent?
Their father and mother, they are in Jagomaya, covered by Jagomaya.
This
maybe you can explain the question.
No, this is the Jagomaya. This is the for the devotees of the Lord. Like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maharaj, Yashoda Maharani. So she, because of her love, she is thinking that, oh, he is my son. Krishna is my son. This is different from the ignorance of the people in general who do not realize Krishna as God at all. That is due to their ignorance. Here they are covered by the Yogamaya potency of the Lord because the pastimes have to be enacted so that the pastimes are enacted. The Leela Shakti of the Lord covers the devotees of the Lord. So the devotees are thinking, oh, he is my son. If there was not such covering, if Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj were thinking that he is Supreme Personality of God, they would be offering their obeisances to Krishna, but they are not doing that. Whereas we see in the case of Devaki, the same relationship is there, but their Vatsalya love is on a lower platform than that of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So when Krishna appeared to Devaki and Vasudev in the prison, so at that time he came with the four-handed form, and immediately Devaki offered and Vasudev offered their obeisances to him, and they even requested, please, you change your four-handed form and make the two-handed form, because otherwise I will be an object of ridicule. Everyone will say, oh, she has given birth to a four-handed child. So she is afraid of that. She offered obeisance. We never see Yashoda and Nanda offering obeisances to Krishna. On the contrary, Krishna is carrying Nanda Baba's sandals on his head. Nanda Baba is saying, oh, bring my sandals. So he is bringing his sandals, carrying on his top of his head, and bringing them to Nanda. So that is a higher level of Vatsalya than Devaki and Vasudevs. But the ordinary people cannot understand Krishna. That is due to their ignorance. They are covered by the modes of material nature. Nanda and Yashoda are not covered by the modes of material nature.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, regarding Prabhuji's question, so one small comment was that few days ago His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhu was giving a class here. So he was telling that Acharya has mentioned that when Rishabhdev ordered his sons to follow Bharat Maharaj, so three questions were asked by them, and one of the questions was that when you are yourself God, Supreme Personality of God present here, then why we have to follow him? This was one of the questions to him, to which he gave some answer. So then that question also shows that they knew that he is God.
That they knew that he is God.
Yes, Rishabhdev knew. They knew that Rishabhdev is God.
Yeah. Yes. They knew that, but he's also telling, he's explicitly in this verse, he's explicitly telling them that he is God. Give the mic.
Rishabhdev, he was a king also, and he is a supreme personality of Godhead.
Yes.
But when he retired from kingdom, then people throwing mud, distool, why they are behaving like this?
Right.
Because he was an ideal king.
Yes.
He is a supreme lord also.
Yes.
But
it is mentioned that it was not hurting him. People were throwing stool, stones, dust
all sorts of passing foul air before him, but he was not getting hurt by that. And it's also mentioned his body was completely transcendental. And later on, as an avadhut, he was just staying in one place, he was just passing urine, stool in the same place. But it is mentioned his stool and urine were not like the stool and urine of ordinary persons. His stool and urine were fragrant for 80 miles around. You could fragrantly, you know, ordinary men's or women's stool is also very smelly for 80 miles, but not like perfume. It's horrible. You walk away when there's any smell of stool or urine. But here, they are perfumed. It is his bodily feature so pure, so beautiful, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even though he is acting like a madman, but he was, because he completely knew the difference between matter and spirit. He was not affected. He was not at all affected by this. Okay? Alright, so thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.